Om Agyantimirandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Taksinamiritam Jainatasmai Sivadavaya Namaha Chitaitan Yumano Vistam Shkapitam Jainabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Angadanti Shva Padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. So, we thank our host for giving us this nice opportunity to be with you this afternoon. There's a picture there. A picture here of Shivaram Swami and myself. And Prabhupada Swami. This is a taking sannyas picture. There's already a picture. So this was many years ago. This is 1979. Actually, we'd only been a devotee for 8 years. How long have you been a devotee?
8 months.
How long have you been a devotee?
13 years.
Huh?
13 years.
Yeah, 8 years I'd been a devotee. I took sannyas. You can see I'm just a boy. But generally the sannyas is given at the end of the life. Because the sannyasi, as Prabhupada said, is naturally taken as the spiritual master of society. So it's a very big responsibility. So generally one would take that at the end of life, when one had more experience and more realizations. But Prabhupada, you know, there was an urgent need to establish the movement. Because Prabhupada knew that he didn't have very long to live. Even when he was coming to America, he had the heart attacks. And that's a warning. The body is saying, I can't go on too much longer. I think Prabhupada had 2 heart attacks on the Jaladuta.
2.
So he was in his 70s. But he had the mission of preaching in the English world, which was given to him by his guru. So everything had to be done very quickly, without compromising. So Prabhupada gave sannyas to a few men with the hope that they would act like sannyasis and travel and preach. So of course we took sannyas after Prabhupada left, a few years after Prabhupada left. And we didn't have much experience in the world. And we weren't very realized. But like we said this morning, along with the instruction of the spiritual master comes the ability to fulfill it. So a sannyasi, he renounces all connections with his family. That means his immediate family and his extended family. He also leaves the village. He leaves the city, he leaves the region. He may even leave the country. He's considered a world citizen. The whole world is his preaching field. And because he's carrying the most important message, the message of Godhead, then he shouldn't have to go through immigration.
És mivel a legfontosabb üzenetet viszi Isten üzenetét, ezért nem kellene, hogy az immigráción keresztül kelljen mennie.
They should issue sannyasi as a passport, which doesn't say one particular country, but it says citizen of the earth planet. And he shouldn't have to go through all this hassle of immigration and passport stamping and checking security. Because he doesn't see the world like that. Vidya vinaya sampane brahmani gavihastini sunichaiva sapakicha pandita samadarshanaha. A truly learned person, he sees equally an elephant, a cow, a Brahmin, an elephant, a cow, a dog, and a dog eater. He sees all of them equally. He sees there's some difference in the bodies due to previous karma. But essentially, each of those living entities is a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. We're all part of one great family. We're not Hungarian, American, German, French, Chinese, white, black, yellow, men, women. Those are all designations that have to do with the body. And the body is here today, it's gone tomorrow. Najayate mrite vakkarachim, but the soul, there's no death, it continues forever. So a sannyasi he's not so concerned with the body. But he sees the soul. He sees everyone equally. So because he's seeing like that, then he shouldn't have to go through all this business of French and German and Australian. And he's not coming to take anything, he's coming to give. So he should be allowed to travel freely without any hassles. Because he has no envy. He doesn't. He's a sadhu, is completely satisfied with Krishna consciousness. And he has no material aspirations. So he should be given free rein to go anywhere and everywhere. He's not. And we hear the Goswamis, they were not ever envious of anyone. And therefore they were friendly with the ruffians and the gentle. Unlike a materialistic person, they're actually envious of others. Because material life doesn't bring any lasting satisfaction. So therefore when a materialistic person sees someone has more than him, or appears to be more happy than him, then he becomes envious. Just like there's a story that Prabhupada told about how bad envy is. He said once there was a man who happened to worship ghosts. It shouldn't sound so strange, because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks about this. So those who worship the ghosts and spirits, they go to the abode of the ghosts and spirits. Those who worship the forefathers go to the planet, Pitriloka, the forefathers. Those who worship the devatas, they go to the planet of the devatas. And Krishna says, those who worship me, they come to me. So there's some little reference there to worshiping the ghosts. This is for people who are very much in the mode of ignorance. They're worshiping somebody, but they're worshiping God. So this man was a very good Buddha Bhakta.
Ez a személy nagyon jó buta bakta volt.
Buta, not Buddha, but buta is the Sanskrit word for this ghost.
Buta a Sanskrit szó, ami szellemet jelent.
I had one godbrother's name was Buddha Bhavana.
It's
the name of Lord Shiva. Buddha Bhavana means Lord of the Ghosts. I remember when he got initiated. Prabhupada said, "Your name is Buddha Bhavana."
He
said, "Oh, Prabhupada, what does Buddha?" He said, "The boy, what does Buddha Bhavana mean?" Prabhupada said, "Lord of Ghosts." So the boy turned white. Lord of Ghosts? Prabhupada didn't say it was Shiva. You are servant of Lord of the Ghosts.
And
poor like, ah. And later on he learned it was the name of Shiva. Buddha Bhavana. So, yes, so there's this ghost worship going on. So, this man was a very good Buddha Bhakta. So one day the ghost said to him, "So I'm very pleased with your seva. You're a very good disciple. So I will give you a benediction. You can have anything you want. You just write a list down. Whatever you want. And you walk out of your house and you go on the front lawn, everything will be there." Because these ghost worshippers are not interested in anything really transcendental. They just want some material benediction. So he made this long list. I want a car, and I want a new TV, and refrigerator, new iPod, and iPod Nano. I want iPod phone.
iPod telephone.
And the ghost said, "They're not out yet." They're coming out in June in America. So, but then the ghost said, "But I have to tell you one thing," he said. "And that is that the nature of my benediction is that whatever you get, your neighbor will get double."
De az állásomnak az a természet, hogy bármit is kapsz, a szomszédok kétszeresen fogja ezt megkapni.
Whatever you get, the neighbor will get double.
Bármit kapsz, a szomszédok kétszeresen kapja ugyanazt.
So, he said, okay, and he made finish his list, and he gave his list to the ghost.
Mondta, hogy jól befejezte a listáját, odaadta a szellemnek.
So the ghost said, "All right, go out, look outside." So he went outside, and sure enough, everything on his list was there piled up on the lawn. Two cars, and refrigerator, and iPod Nano, and everything. And he was like, "Wow." And then the ghost went, "But look next door."
And
that was the benediction. He looked, and everything he had, the neighbor had double on the lawn. Oh, he became very envious. His neighbor was enjoying, "Oh, look what happened, I didn't do anything." So he said, "I want to make another list." The ghost said, "You make as many lists as you want." "But just remember, whatever you get, your neighbor will get twice as much." So, okay. This time it's a really long list, 4 pages long. And the ghost said, "It's all yours. Go look on your front yard." And he went out and everything, he had this list, checking it off. That. And the ghost said, "Look." And he looked next door, and his neighbor had twice everything he had on his lawn. Very envious. Very envious. So he said, "All right, one more time." The ghost, and he walked outside, and the ghost went, "But look next door." And then that man had double. So this man was so envious. "All right, I want one more benediction." He said, "It's unusual. But I want you to fulfill this
prayer. Akarom, hogy teljesítsd ezt.
The ghost said, whatever you want, you're a very good disciple.
Mondta a szellem, hogy amit csak akarsz, nagyon jó tanítvány vagy.
You're good Buddha Bhakta.
Jó Buddha Bhakta vagy.
He said, so that man said, okay, Mr. Ghost, you take out one of my eyes.
De Mr. Szellem, az a kérésem, hogy vedd el az egyik szemem.
So the ghost said, really?
Akkor a szellem,
said, yes, take out one of my eyes.
Igen, vedd ki az egyik
szemem. So he walked outside, so the ghost said, but why? That's such an unusual benediction. So then the man said, yes, but look at my neighbor. He lost both eyes. That's the end of the story. So probably this is the nature of envy. Nothing good comes from it.
Nem származik belőle semmi jó.
Right, but this is the nature of the materialistic person, because he's very greedy, he's never satisfied.
De ez a materialista természet, hogy nagyon mohó, ezért sosem elégedett.
He's naturally envious of others.
És így természetesen irig másokra.
But Srinivasacharya says that in the Sad Goswami Ashtakam, that the Goswamis, they were non-envious. They were never envious of anyone. And therefore they were popular both with gentle people and with ruffians. How were they not envious? They were not envious because they had no material desires. They were fully satisfied in spiritual life. Fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness. So they didn't desire anything material. So if the devotee doesn't desire anything material, then where does it all come from? Krishna says, Yogek shemam bahamyam. For my devotee who serves me with in full surrender, I protect what they have and I supply whatever they need.
Krishna mondja a Gitában, hogy aki teljesen meghódol nekem, arról a baktámmal gondoskodok, megvédem, amilyen van, és ellátom azzal, amire szüksége van.
So fully surrendered soul, whatever he needs for his service, the Lord provides for him.
Teljesen meghódolt lélek mindent megkap az Úrtól, ami a szolgálatához szükséges.
Just look at Srila Prabhupada.
Csak nézzétek Srila Prabhupada.
How much money did Prabhupada have when he came to America?
Mennyi pénze volt Prabhupádnak, amikor Amerikába jött?
40 rupees.
40 rupia.
And look what he did, the whole Hare Krishna movement became so—it's so large. When Prabhupada was here, there was 108 temples. How is it possible? Yogik shemim bahamyam. For my devotee, I protect whatever they have and I provide whatever they need. Actually, that 40 rupees, Prabhupada did not even spend it in America.
Igazából ezt a 40 rupiát Prabhupád nem is költötte el Amerikában.
He didn't even spend the 40 rupees.
Még ezt se költötte el.
When he went back to India in 1971, because he had some heart problems.
Mikor 71-ben visszament Indiába, mert ilyen szív problémái voltak.
He came to Calcutta with one of his disciples.
Calcuttába ment az egyik tanítványával.
And when they landed at the airport, they had to go out to Mayapur.
És amikor leszálltak a reptéren, akkor el kellett jutni Mayapurba.
But they had no money.
De nem volt pénzük.
And Prabhupada, oh yes, he said the 40 rupees.
And
it was in his bag. He took the 40 rupees. He said, we'll pay for the taxi.
Ott volt a táskájában, és akkor elővette, és azzal fizette ki a taxit.
So then when they got there, the disciple gave the money to the taxi wala.
Így amikor odaértek, és a tanítványod adta a taxisnak a pénzt.
And later Prabhupada said, where is the change?
Később Prabhupada mondta, hogy hol van a visszajáró.
So the boy said, but I gave everything, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, that did not, that's not the price of the taxi ride, it was only half that price.
És akkor Prabhupada mondta a tanítvány, hogy odaadtam mindent a sofőrnek, és akkor Prabhupada mondta, hogy tehát nem kerül ennyibe a taxi, csak a felhet.
He said, I can see you western boys, you're going to be cheated here in India.
Láttam, hogy benneteket nyugati fiúkat be fognak csapni itt Indiában.
Can you imagine? Who would like to have that 40 rupees, that famous 40 rupees.
El tudjátok képzelni, hogy ki szeretné, hogyha nála lenne ez a híres 40 rupia.
The Prabhupada carried to America.
Ami Prabhupada elvitt Amerikában.
$7.
7 dollár.
He never spent it.
Sose költött el.
Not one paisa.
Egy paisát se belőle.
If I had those 40 rupees, I'd put them in a glass frame, like they do sometimes. The first money you get when you open a shop, you put it on the wall. They do that here?
Ha nálam lenne ez a 40 rupia, akkor egy ilyen üveg kis szelencébe raknám, és szokták csinálni, mikor nyitnak egy üzletet, és akkor az első pénzt azt így.
In America, when you open a shop, the first customer comes in, the first $100 bill, then you take that and you frame it and you put it on the back wall. That's, you know, it's a kind of superstition they have.
Amerikában van egy ilyen babona, hogy nyitsz egy boltot, akkor az első vásárló, aki jön és fizet, akkor azt a pénzt, mondjuk a $100-os bekeretezed, és akkor fölrakod a falra.
So if I had access to the 40 rupees that Prabhupada came in the Jaladuta, I would have framed it.
Ha hozzájuthatnék ezzel 40 rupiához, amit a Prabhupada átjött a Jaladután, akkor bekeretezném.
But that disciple was a little foolish and he misspent, not misspent, but he was naive and he got cheated.
De ez a tanítvány egy kicsit ostoba volt, vagy legalábbis naív, és akkor így becsapták.
So though Prabhupada had nothing, he was fully protected by the Lord and provided for by the Lord.
Ha bár Prabhupádnak nem volt semmi, de az Úr teljesen megvitte őt, és mindenen ellátta.
So the sannyasis, they're meant to go door to door and preach Krishna consciousness. They go on the plea of begging some milk. Actually, they don't need the milk. You just need a little bit of milk. The yogis, they live on fruit and milk. So it's not that every door he needs a glass of milk. But it's an excuse to get inside the home of the grihamedis, not the grihastras, because grihastras are all enlightened souls. They have the beautiful form of the Lord in their house, and they're raising noisy Krishna conscious babies. That's okay. I cried more when I was a baby. He's being very merciful. But this, yes, so householders are enlightened. They're raising a Krishna conscious family. So it was more that the sadhus were going to the homes of grihamedis, who had very little interest in spiritual life,
akiket alig ha érdekelt a lelki élet.
And were more interested in making money and enjoying.
Jobban érdekelt őket az, hogy pénzt csináljanak és élvezzenek.
So they would come and then they would speak something and then they would go to the next place.
Úgyhogy jöttek, mondtak valamit és aztán mentek a következő helyre.
So this is Krishna consciousness.
Ez a Krishna tudat.
That the sadhus travel and they remind people about Krishna.
Hogy a sadhuk utaznak és emlékeztetik az embereket Krishnára.
Because it's very easy to forget Krishna.
Mert nagyon könnyű elfelejteni Krishnát.
In this material world, it's constructed in such a way as to cause you to forget.
Ez az anyagi világ úgy készült el, hogy azt okozza, hogy elfelejtsd Krishnát.
That's made in that way.
Így készült.
To trick you.
Hogy becsapjon.
So that you forget about Krishna.
Hogy elfelejtsd Krishnát.
So the devotees, they have to travel and they have to remind people, no, it's like this, it's not like that.
So
this is what sannyasis are supposed to do. Sannyasis are not meant to accumulate a lot of disciples and a lot of material facility
and
live an easy life. To voluntarily accept the austerity of traveling and preaching. Because traveling is not an easy thing, actually. I've said many times that a cloth becomes old by leaving it in the sun. A horse becomes old when you don't use him. A woman becomes old because of lack of attention from her husband.
Egy nő, hogyha nem kap elég figyelmet a férjétől.
You get that one? You want your wife to remain young and beautiful, you have to give her a lot of attention.
Azt akarod, hogy a feleséged fiatal és gyönyörű legyen, akkor sok figyelmet kell adnod neki.
Right?
Így van.
And a man becomes old when he travels too much.
És egy ember attól öregszik meg, egy férfi, hogyha túl sokat utazik.
So traveling is not an easy thing. But the austerity is accepted because that's the duty of a sannyasi. Just like Prajapati Daksha, he cursed Narada Muni. That he could not remain in one place longer than a few days. So you will have no home. You'll be forced to wander.
Arra fogsz kényszerülni, hogy vándorolj.
That for a materialistic person, that's a curse.
Materialista személynek ez egy átok.
No home.
Nincs otthonom.
Always wandering.
Mindig vándorlok.
No. I want my griha and my home and my roots. I want.
Nem akarom a griham, az otthonom, a gyökereim.
Daksha was a great materialist.
Daksha egy materialista.
He's one of the progenitors or the creators of man.
Az egyik ősnemző teremtő.
But the word daksha means very expert in material life. Actually, it means expert in sex.
Daksha azt jelenti, hogy valaki, aki nagyon jól ért az anyagi élethez, igazából aki nagyon jól ért a nem élethez.
So he thought, because all the sons he was having, 10,000, they'd have 10,000 more, he wanted all to become successful materialists.
Azt akart, hogy mindannyian sikeres materialisták legyenek.
But they all met Narada Muni.
De mindannyian találkoztak Narada Muni.
Who said, no, wait a minute guys, maybe you should think about becoming brahmacharis.
Aki mondta nekik, hogy várjatok már egy pillanatra, srácok, lehet, hogy brahmacharik.
Free as a bird, you can travel and everywhere and preach and
szabadon mehettek mindenhova, mint a madarak, és prédikálhattok.
So these boys, they said, oh, that's very attractive, yes, we'd like to be brahmacharis.
Úgy gondoltak, hogy hú, ez nagyon vonzó, szeretnénk brahmacharik lenni.
You can go to Vrindavan anytime you like. Anyway, so 20,000 of Daksha's sons became brahmacharis.
Daksha 20,000 fia brahmachari lett.
Not one became grihastra.
Egyből se lett grihastra.
So one sense that's good, in one sense it's not good news for the ladies.
Egy szempontból ez jó, más szempontból nem jó hír a hölgyeknek.
Anyway, probably this is the duality in our philosophy, that all the girls should get married and all the boys should stay brahmachari.
Prabhupád szoktam mondani, hogy ez a kettősség a mi filozófiánkban, hogy minden hölgynek meg kell házasodnia és minden fiú maradjon brahmachari.
But if that was the rule, then we wouldn't have all these beautiful children.
De ha ez lenne a szabály, akkor nem lennének ilyen gyönyörű gyerekek.
So anyway, it's working out. The boys are getting married. So, but Daksha was very upset.
Daksha nagyon mérges volt.
So he cursed Narada Muni.
Megátkozta Narada Muni.
I curse you. You'll never have a home.
Megátkoznak, hogy sosem lesz otthonod.
And you will not be able to stay in one place longer than 3 days.
És három napnál tovább nem fogsz tudni egy helyben maradni.
This is the worst thing he could imagine.
Ez a legrosszabb dolog, amire ő gondolt.
But Narada Muni went, wow, thanks. Just like one envious Brahmin cursed Lord Chaitanya. I curse you that you'll never be successful in material life. Lord Chaitanya started dancing in ecstasy. Thank you. So one man's food is another man's poison. So therefore Narada Muni, he has to travel.
Narada Muninak mindig utaznia kell.
He's the eternal spaceman, Prabhupada said.
Örök űrember.
Sometimes he goes to see his Lord Narayan.
Néha elmegy az Úr Narayanhoz.
Sometimes he comes back to the material world.
Néha visszajön az anyagi világba.
Then he goes back to Vaikuntha.
Aztán visszamegy Vaikunthára.
He comes back to the material world.
Aztán vissza az anyagi világba.
Here's an example. Not only can he travel around the world without any interruption, he can go travel from planet to planet. He can go even into the spiritual sky without a visa.
Itt van egy példánál, hogy nem csak itt tud a Földön mindenfelé menni, bolygók között is tud menni, és még a lelki világban is el tud menni vízum nélkül.
So he's considering himself very fortunate.
Nagyon szerencsésnek tekinti magát.
So a rolling stone gathers no moss.
A gördülő kövek nem mohásodnak.
So therefore the sadhus are always traveling, even though some difficulty is there, they're always traveling.
Ezért a szállók mindig utaznak, még hogyha nehézséggel is jár.
Enlightening others in Krishna consciousness.
Felvilágosítanak másokat a Krishna tudatról.
So we're happy that we could come here and spend a few moments with all of you.
Úgyhogy nagyon örülök, hogy eljöhettem ide, és egy kis időt veletek töltöttem.
We just ask for a glass of milk.
Csak egy pohár tejet kérünk.
Is there a feast here?
Lesz lakoma.
I just came from a lunch, so I'm just hoping there's just a glass of milk. And all my 40,000 disciples, they've also eaten a lot. We brought quite a large group, yes. Are you hungry? No. Are you hungry?
No.
All right, so thank you very much.